Radio Prague News.
The former Ukrainian economy minister Bohdan Danilishin has been granted political asylum in the Czech Republic. The BBC World Service has applied to the Council for Radio and TV Broadcasting to extend its license in the Czech Republic until 2025. The Ministry of Justice has announced a shake-up in the way it appoints judges. Former Ukrainian economy minister Bohdan Danilishin has been granted political asylum in the Czech Republic, Radio Liberty reported, citing his lawyer. The decision to grant political asylum was taken by the Czech Interior Ministry. Mr. Danilishin is now awaiting a ruling by a court in Prague regarding his release from custody. Ukraine's former economy minister served in the government led by former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko from 2007 to 2010 and was put on the state and international wanted list in August 2010. He was detained in the Czech Republic at Interpol's request in October. Mrs. Tymoshenko and her party then appealed to the Czech government with an asylum request. Just this week, the Prague City Court again refused to release Mr. Danilishin on bail, as the authorities feared that he might flee the Czech Republic. Business webpage Econom.cz has reported that the British broadcaster BBC World Service has applied to the Council for Radio and Television Broadcasting to prolong its license for its English broadcast in the Czech Republic. The current license for the VHF broadcast, which includes a minimum of 6 hours in Czech supplied by Czech radios Radio Česko, expires in 2012. The move has come as something of a surprise. It was thought that the BBC might cancel its broadcast to the Czech Republic under extensive cost-saving measures, the council's chairwoman Kateřina Kalistová said. Under Czech legislation, the BBC only had until January the 8th to apply for the license to be extended. The Council for Radio and TV Broadcasting has not dealt with the request yet, but Mrs. Kalistová said in cases where requirements were met, prolongation of the license was practically automatic. The new license will last until 2025. The Ministry of Justice has announced a shake-up of the way it appoints judges, with competitions for vacant posts being held in the future, in which all qualified contenders can take part. The Minister of Justice, Jiří Pospíšil, announced the changes at a meeting of the Lower House of Parliament's Legal Committee. One of the conditions for candidates will be at least 5 years' experience of legal practice, but the significance of psychological tests will be downplayed under the proposal. The minister said that the country was now in a new position, with only around 30 to 40 vacancies for judges needing to be filled each year, instead of the previous 100 or so annually. Quality, not haste, was now the byword for selection, the minister said. Turning quickly to sport, Czech racer Josef Macháček is in third place in the quad category at the Dakar Rally. He finished fifth in the 11th stage of the grueling competition on Wednesday, 4 minutes behind leader Jorge Santamarina of Argentina. In the overall standings, he is 2 hours and 45 minutes behind the race leader Argentina's Patronelli. And a quick look at the weather. More rainfall is expected into Friday, with cloudy conditions throughout the day. Temperatures are expected to reach between 6 and 9 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.